Introduction, the power of word shift. Here's how to transform negative words into unstoppable action by the entrepreneur O. The wake-up call. Most people don't want to admit this, but the words you speak become the house you live in. Let's get to it. The words you use every day are programming your future, period. Not someday, right now. I'm the entrepreneur O, and this isn't another feel-good book that'll collect dust on your shelf. This is your battle plan for breaking free from the language that's been holding you hostage. Here's the truth. I was once buried in debt, stuck in a job I hated, speaking a language of defeat every single day. I can't. It's too hard. I'm too tired. Sound familiar? What nobody told us growing up is that these aren't just words. They're anchors dragging you to the bottom. But I broke free. And if you're tired of the same old cycle, you can too. This is the kind of advice I wish I had when I was struggling. Welcome to the Entrepreneur O Movement, where struggle meets strategy. This is more than motivation. This is your mission to break free from survival mode, build real wealth, and unlock the life you were meant to live. You've just stepped into your comeback story. Let's rewrite your future together. Chapter 1, The Hidden Cost of Words. Words aren't just sounds coming out of your mouth. They're the building blocks of your reality, the foundation everything else sits on. Here's what I've seen. People spending thousands on courses, coaches, and programs while speaking a language of defeat every morning they wake up. They're building on quicksand, then wondering why everything keeps sinking. Most folks think changing your life is complicated. It's not. It starts with changing your words. That's simple. When I was at my lowest, working two jobs and still drowning in bills, I noticed something. The guys who made it out weren't necessarily smarter or more connected than me. They just refused to speak the language of defeat. This is how I broke free, by first cleaning up what came out of my mouth. Each negative word you speak costs you something. Can't cost you opportunity. Impossible costs you growth. Fear costs you freedom. And here's what nobody wants to talk about. Your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what you mean and what you say. Say "I can't" enough times, and your brain starts building roadblocks to make sure you don't. If you're tired of paying that price, you've got to build it one block at a time, starting with your words. Chapter 2, No Equals Next Opportunity. Let me ask you something. How many times have you heard no this week? From potential clients? From your bank account? From that voice in your head? Most people let no stop them dead in their tracks. They take it personal. They let it define them. Here's the truth. No just means next opportunity. This isn't some cute phrase to make you feel better. This is the practical reality of how success actually works. When I first tried to get funding for my business, I heard no 27 times. Not exaggerating. 27 banks and investors told me to take a hike. Most people would have quit at 5. I kept going because I understood that each no was just clearing the path to the right yes. That 28th conversation, the one that finally funded my first real venture, it happened because I treated the first 27 as redirections, not rejections. Your turn. 1. Write down the last 3 no moments you faced. 2. Next to each one, write what door it closed. 3. Then write what door it potentially opened. This isn't about positive thinking. It's about practical thinking. Every no eliminates a wrong path so you can find the right one faster. Stop collecting rejections and start collecting redirections. Chapter 3, Failure Equals First Attempt in Learning. You know what's worse than failing? Never trying. Look, I've failed more times than I can count. Lost money, lost time, lost relationships. Been so broke I had to choose between gas in the car or food on the table. But here's what I've seen firsthand. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of it. F-A-I-L equals first attempt in learning. When my first business went under after 18 months of blood, sweat, and maxed out credit cards, I had two choices. Let it define me or let it develop me. I chose development. I took apart that failure piece by piece, examined what went wrong, adjusted my approach, and built something stronger. That failure taught me lessons I couldn't have learned any other way. This is what I've seen over and over. The people who eventually win big aren't the ones who avoid failure. They're the ones who extract every ounce of learning from each setback. Now it's your turn. Take your biggest recent failure and break it down. What were you trying to accomplish? Where exactly did things go wrong? What specific lesson did this teach you that you couldn't have learned otherwise? How will you apply this lesson moving forward? You've got to build it one block at a time, and sometimes those blocks come from the rubble of what didn't work. Chapter 4. Can equal creating achievements now through. Let's talk about the most dangerous word in your vocabulary, can't. Every time can't comes out of your mouth, you're laying down brick walls in front of your own path. You're telling your brain to stop looking for solutions. I've rebuilt can't to mean something entirely different. Creating achievements now through. This isn't just wordplay. It's a complete rewiring of how your brain processes obstacles. When I was trying to break into real estate with no money, poor credit, and zero connections, everyone told me I can't do it that way. I needed to translate can't correctly. It just meant I needed to create a new achievement through a different approach. So instead of giving up, I found creative financing, partnered with people who had what I lacked, and made it happen anyway. Can't isn't the end of the conversation. It's an invitation to get creative. It's your turn. 1. Write down 3 things you've been telling yourself you can't do. 2. For each one, write, I'm creating achievement now through. List 3 unconventional ways you might accomplish each goal. Most people use can't as an exit ramp. You're going to use it as a detour sign that keeps you moving toward your destination. Chapter 5. Impossible equals I'm possible. When something feels impossible, most people back down. The winners, they just add a space. Impossible becomes impossible. When I told people I was going to build a 7-figure business with no college degree, no startup capital, and no special connections, they laughed. Impossible, they said. I just heard I'm possible. This isn't about blind optimism. It's about practical stubbornness, refusing to accept artificial limitations placed on your potential. You know what's actually impossible? Building something meaningful while believing it can't be done. I built my first successful business in my garage with tools I borrowed and skills I taught myself on YouTube. I didn't see the lack of resources as a roadblock. I saw it as a setup for a comeback story worth telling. Now it's your turn. 1. What's your impossible dream right now? 2. Break it down into 5 smaller goals that feel difficult but doable. 3. What's one practical step you can take toward the first goal this week? The gap between impossible and I'm possible is just perspective and persistence. Choose yours. Chapter 6. Weak equals willing, eager, and knowingly. When you're feeling weak, when the challenges seem too big and your strength seems too small, that's not the end of your story. That's just the middle of your comeback. I've redefined weak as willing, eager, and knowingly. Feeling weak isn't a permanent condition. It's a temporary situation that's setting you up for strength you haven't discovered yet. When I was working 16-hour days trying to keep my business afloat while raising my kids as a single dad, there were moments I felt completely weak, drained, empty, but I was willing to keep going. Eager to prove the doubters wrong, and knowingly building something that would change my family's future. What nobody told us growing up is that weakness isn't the problem. It's how you respond to it that matters. Your moments of weakness can become your greatest source of strength if you frame them correctly. When you feel weak, are you willing to push through anyway? Are you eager to see the other side? Are you knowingly building resilience through the struggle? Your turn. Think about where you feel weak right now. Reframe it. I am willing to face this challenge because I am eager to overcome this because I am knowingly building strength through this because weakness isn't your enemy. It's your training ground. Chapter 7. Fear equals face everything and rise. Let's talk about the emotion that keeps more dreams locked in chains than any other. Fear. Most people let fear be their prison guard. I've turned it into my progress guide. F-E-A-R stands for false evidence, appearing real, and can also mean face everything and rise. Fear isn't a stop sign. It's a compass pointing directly at your next level of growth. This is what I've seen. Behind every fear is a freedom waiting to be claimed. The things that scare you most are usually the very things you need to confront to break through. When I was terrified of public speaking, I signed up to teach a workshop. When I was afraid of investing larger sums, I put more on the line. When I feared expanding too quickly, I opened 2 new locations in the same month. Not because I'm fearless, because I understand that fear is just false evidence appearing real. The truth? The stuff that scares you is rarely as dangerous as the regret of never trying. It's your turn. 1. List your 3 biggest fears related to your goals. 2. For each fear, write down the specific freedom waiting on the other side. 3. What's one small step you can take this week to face each fear? Fear is the tax you pay on the way to freedom. Pay it and move on. Chapter 8. Lost equals learning opportunities, surfacing truth. There's nothing worse than feeling lost on your journey. No clear direction, no obvious next step, just confusion and doubt. But here's what I've learned the hard way. Being lost isn't a detour from your path. It's part of the path itself. Lost, learning opportunities, surfacing truth. Some of the most valuable discoveries in your journey will happen precisely when you feel most lost. When my first union fell apart and my initial business failed in the same year, I felt completely lost. But that season of being lost forced me to confront truths about myself and my approach that I had been avoiding for years. Those brutal truths became the foundation for everything good I've built since. What nobody told us growing up is that the feeling of being lost is often the precursor to finding your true direction. It's uncomfortable, but necessary. Now it's your turn. If you're feeling lost right now, 1. What learning opportunities are presenting themselves that wouldn't be visible if you were on track? 2. What uncomfortable truths are surfacing that you've been avoiding? 3. How might this lost season actually be redirecting you toward a better path? Sometimes you've got to get lost to find what you're really looking for. Chapter 9, Hard. H-A-R-D can stand for having a real dream. Let's talk straight. Building something worthwhile is hard. Period. Starting a business is hard. Raising a family is hard. Breaking generational cycles is hard. But I've reframed hard to mean have a real dream. When something feels hard, it's not a sign to quit. It's confirmation that you're building something with meaning. Easy comes and goes. Hard creates legacy. When I was working construction during the day and building my side business at night, everything was hard. No sleep, no social life, no breaks. But I had a real dream, a vision of financial freedom that would change my family tree forever. That dream made the hard parts worth it. This is what I've seen. People quit when things get hard because they've lost sight of why they started in the first place. Their dream isn't real enough, clear enough, or meaningful enough to pull them through the difficult seasons. It's your turn. 1. What's feeling hard in your journey right now? 2. What real dream is on the other side of this hard season? 3. How can you make that dream more vivid, more personal, and more motivating? Hard isn't the problem. Dreamless hard is. Get crystal clear on your real dream, and suddenly, hard becomes worth it. Here at Chapter 10. Tired can stand for taking initiative, requiring energy daily. Let's be honest. Building something meaningful will make you tired. Really tired. I've been bone tired, soul tired, can't keep my eyes open tired while building my businesses and raising my kids. But I've transformed tired into taking initiative, requiring energy daily. Being tired isn't a signal to quit. It's a reminder that you're taking initiative and doing work that matters. When I was most exhausted, working days, building my business nights, raising my kids in between, I didn't see tired as the enemy. I saw it as evidence that I was putting in the work required to change my situation. This is what I've seen. Everyone gets tired. Winners just respond differently to the feeling. The people who break through don't avoid getting tired. They get strategic about their energy. They rest with purpose. They refuel with intention. Then they get back to taking initiative. Now it's your turn. When you feel tired, 1. Acknowledge it as proof you're taking initiative. 2. Ask yourself, am I tired from meaningful work or wasted energy? 3. Schedule intentional recovery, not mindless escape. 4. Reset your focus on why the daily energy requirement is worth it. Remember, being tired isn't a problem unless you're tired from pursuing someone else's dream. Chapter 11. Broke. I love this one, for it can be redefined as building resources, opportunities, knowledge, and experience. Let me tell you something they don't teach in school. Being broke isn't a character flaw. It's a temporary condition. I've been flat broke. Refrigerator empty, lights cut off, can't afford gas broke. But I've reframed broke to mean building resources, opportunities, knowledge, and experience. Being broke is painful, but it's also powerful if you use it right. When I couldn't afford to hire experts, I became one. When I couldn't pay for advertising, I mastered free marketing. When I couldn't buy my way into networks, I built my own. This is what I've seen. People who stay broke forever see it as their identity. People who break through see it as their education. It's your turn. For if you're feeling broke right now, ask yourself. 1. What resources are you being forced to build from scratch? 2. What opportunities are appearing specifically because of your limitations? 3. What knowledge are you gaining that you wouldn't if money were easy? 4. What experience are you accumulating that will serve you once money is flowing? Broke isn't where you end. It's where you start. It's not your story. It's your origin story. Chapter 12. Doubt. If you thought that broke was it, here is what doubt stands for. Decide on unwavering breakthrough today. Doubt will kill more dreams than failure ever will. That voice in your head questioning if you've got what it takes, wondering if you're just wasting your time, asking if you should just give up and settle. I've transformed doubt into decide on unwavering breakthrough today. Doubt isn't just a feeling, it's a fork in the road. One path leads to settling, the other to breakthrough. When I was starting out, doubt was my constant companion. Was I smart enough? Connected enough? Did I start too late? Was I just fooling myself? Those questions nearly derailed everything, until I realized doubt wasn't asking me to quit. It was asking me to commit more deeply. This is what I've seen. Everyone feels doubt. The difference is what they decide to do when doubt shows up. Now it's your turn. When doubt creeps in, 1. Recognize it as a decision point, not just a feeling. 2. Write down exactly what you're doubting and why. 3. Decide on one unwavering action you'll take today, despite the doubt. 4. Take that action before the day ends. Doubt is asking a question. Are you serious about this dream or not? Answer it with action, not just words. Chapter 13. System. Now this one takes the cake. System stands for save your own time, energy, and money. Let's talk about the difference between hustle and smart work. Hustle gets you started. System sets you free. I've defined system as save yourself time, energy, and money. When I first started out, I was all hustle, no system. Working harder than everyone else, but spinning my wheels because I was recreating the same processes over and over again. The breakthrough came when I got serious about building systems for everything in my business and life. This is what I've seen. Struggling entrepreneurs wake up every day and reinvent the wheel. Successful entrepreneurs build a system once, then let it multiply their results while they sleep. The real path to freedom isn't working harder, it's working smarter through systems. Now it's your turn. 1. Identify 3 repetitive tasks that drain your time and energy. 2. For each one, outline a simple system that could automate or streamline it. 3. Implement one system this week, no matter how simple. 4. Track how much time, energy, and money it saves you. Your breakthrough isn't just about what you do, it's about what you build that works for you. The final wake-up call. These aren't just words on a page. They're weapons for your breakthrough. Every principle here is forged in struggle and sharpened in fire. They're not theories, they're commands. You want freedom? Then fight for it. You want success? Then rise for it. No more waiting for perfect timing or permission. You are the permission. You are the power. Discomfort? Embrace it. It's not your enemy. It's your training ground. Self-discipline is your sword. The mindset is your armor. Every hit you've taken, every scar you carry, it means you're still in the fight. Own your choices and lead with purpose. This is the moment. Your move. Step into the arena. The entrepreneur isn't just a brand, it's a battle cry. Now rise, like, and follow us. Please make sure to share this information with others whom you know can use a wake-up call. See you in the next book.